You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले
जय हो जय हो
आजा आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा जरी वाले नीले आसमाने के तले नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है अखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी गिन गिन तारे मैंने उंगली जलाई है
आजा आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले आजा सरी वाले नीले आसमान के तले
हो शुभ
रामा
के तले है,
आजा जरी और नीले आसमाने के तले है।
जय हो जय हो।
আমার হৃদয় ভরে আনন্দের বন্যা আনো একটু পরশ করে
কথা রাখো নয় ভুলো না আকাশের রঙ ওই নীলাভো এত খুশি কাকে আর বিলাবো আজ তুমি আমি একই সুরে মিলাবো আকাশের রঙ ওই নীলাভো এত খুশি কাকে আর বিলাবো
মন ভোলে সুর দোলায় তুমি দোলো
আমার স্বপ্ন যে সত্যি হলো এসে ভালোবেসে মুখ তোলো আমার স্বপ্ন যে সত্যি হলো কাছে এলো এতদিন দূরে ছিল যে রঙে রঙে জীবন ভরে দিল সে আমার
Thank you. ਵਸਦਾ ਮਸਤ ਕਲੰਦਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at WRCT.org. www.ccpittsburgh.org.
Thank you. Yeah. ACT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh. Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Word to your mother.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Republicans have started the dog and pony show hearings, and the first one where they wanted to dress down and grill Twitter executives about anti-conservative bias has backfired so spectacularly, Republicans utterly humiliating themselves, that hopefully they are talking behind closed doors and saying, we got to stop doing this stuff to ourselves because this did not go well. The whole point here was to bring Twitter executives in front of a House panel and to grill them and expose how they were blocking Trump and banning conservatives and all of these different things. They did nothing of the sort, and in fact only confirmed how clueless and ignorant they are about everything from the way technology works to what the First Amendment is and isn't. But we will get to that. Let's look at some clips. Here is a Lauren Boebert, furious, principled, defiant, saying, who the hell do you think you are when you silenced me or something? Take a listen to this.
Did you shadow ban my account? Yes or no?
Did you shadow ban my account?
Again, not to the best of my recollection.
So the answer is, Mr. Roth, yes, you did. I found out last night from Twitter staff that you suppressed my account for this tweet. It's a freaking joke about Hillary Clinton being angry that she
seems completely unhinged.
Couldn't rig her election. It's a joke. But in response, being the sinister overlords that you all are, you placed a nine.
And I'm realizing part of the problem with why these things go wrong is their lack of ability to read out loud with proper tone and intonation. Lauren Boebert, understand, is reading this rant that's supposed to make Twitter look really bad. But because her reading skills translate, you know, one of the things that sometimes can be useful when you're doing this type of thing is you develop a skill where anybody can really do it. You're reading one or two phrases ahead of what you're saying so that you can properly contextualize and have the right tone for what you're saying now, so it doesn't end up sounding weird when you get to the next thing. She just seems unable to do it, so she sounds very silly.
Day account filter, so I could not be found. And now we see here that Twitter staff said the visibility filter on my account excluded me from top searches, prevented notifications for non-followers, and much more. This is considered an aggressive visibility filter. You silenced members of Congress from communicating with their constituents. You silenced me from communicating with the American people over a freaking joke. Now, who the hell do you think that you are?
Who the hell do you think you are? This was really the theme. Acting as if criminal things took place and pretending that it only